Today is Saturday, November 1st. Good evening for WRCL News, sitting in for Phil Nee. I'm Tim Thede. Don't forget to set your clocks back 1 hour tomorrow morning. Daylight savings time will come to an end at 2 tomorrow morning as we return to standard time. With the end of daylight savings time, sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:38 with sunset tomorrow night at 4:52. The best practice for many is to turn the clocks back tonight before going to bed. It is also a good time to replace your batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors and to check emergency kits for expired products or items that may have been borrowed for other purposes and need to be replaced. Pay attention in particular to the expiration dates on the batteries, first aid supplies, and food. Again, don't forget to set your clocks back tomorrow morning as daylight savings time officially ends at 2 a.m. A Wisconsin State Senate committee considered proposed legislation on Tuesday that would make school bus safety education mandatory for student drivers. While many drivers' education programs do cover school bus safety, it's not technically required under state law. The bill would guarantee student drivers learn to operate safely around school buses on different types of roads. The goal is to reduce the number of school bus safety violations and avoid the potentially severe consequences of passing buses, picking up kids, or dropping them off. To honor the upcoming 50th anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald, a new memorial has been erected along Lake Superior in Washburn. The memorial was built with locally sourced and historically significant materials, including part of the Ashland ore dock and taconite pellets, which was the ship's cargo when it sank in 1975. Organizers are inviting area residents to a dedication ceremony at the Washburn Marina. The dedication ceremony will feature a reading of crew names and statements from community members. Scammers are returning to an old trick to try to get your personal information. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Administrator Michelle Reinen says criminals are calling victims about fake loan offers or loans that never paid back. They're both scam attempts. There's no real offers or reminders out there. Reinen says this sort of scam is based on surprising or alarming you with large amounts of money, and scammers want you to hand over your information without thinking about it. As always, be sure to get anything having to do with loans or finances in writing before you make a decision. A proposed reroute of a northern Wisconsin oil pipeline is one step closer to completion. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on Wednesday approved a permit to Enbridge Energy to enroute its pipeline around the Bad River Lake Superior Chippewa Band's reservation. Canadian-owned Enbridge was ordered to relocate the line several years ago after losing a court case with the tribe. Environmental groups protested and proposed reroute, alleging it would harm or damage delicate wetlands and watersheds near the reservation. The Corps fast-tracked approval of the plan on the directive of President Donald Trump, who wants energy-related projects to get faster permitting. UW Extension has extended its deadline to register for its interactive program, Cultivating Your Farm's Future. The program is designed to help those who have questions about farm succession. Two workshop series will be held in the coming months, with the first coming soon. Family members do not have to be in the same household to be part of the virtual workshops. You can register online at farms.extension.wisc.edu/programs/cultivating-your-farms-future. For more information about the program, contact Joy Kirkpatrick by email at joy.kirkpatrick@wisc.edu or call 608-263-4385. Again, the deadline to register for Cultivating Your Farm's Future has been extended to Monday. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites homeowners and renters to sign up for 2026 growing season notices in the Landscape Pesticide Registry from today through February 1st. Registrants receive advance notice from commercial lawn care companies that apply pesticides to lawns, trees, and shrubs on nearby property. Members of the public can submit addresses that they want to receive notifications for that are located on their block or adjacent blocks. There is no cost to register. Those wishing to be notified of pesticide applications must re-register every year. To register online to submit a paper application by mail, visit the datcap.wi.gov website and look for enter /pages/programs_services. The Landscape Pesticide Registry will start March 15th when pesticide applicators are required to notify registrants at least 12 hours in advance of treating nearby properties with pesticides. The registry applies only to commercial landscape applications. The registry does not apply to homeowners or landlords who do their own pesticide applications. Pesticide applications to the inside or outside of the buildings, including around a workplace, school, or daycare center, and pesticide use in agriculture. Pesticide is a broad term that can include herbicides, fungicides, and insecticides. To learn more about the Landscape Pesticide Registry, visit datcap.wi.gov.